This is Cameron Chai from azonano.com, and today I'm speaking to Giles Bourne, who's the CEO of Blue Glass. How are you today, Giles?
Very well, thanks, Cameron.
Excellent. So, Blue Glass are a fairly new company. Can you give us a bit of background on where you came from?
Sure. Look, Blue Glass is a business that came out of Macquarie University's physics department, 10 years of fundamental research in low-temperature growth for gallium nitride for LEDs, led to some very interesting technology that was taken out of Macquarie University and listed on the Australian Stock Exchange back in September 2006. And since then, we've built a manufacturing and demonstration plant in Western Sydney and developed the technology to a commercial level.
There's been a lot of developments in LED technology of late. Can you tell us why there's been so much interest in this lighting technology?
Well, fundamentally, LEDs are low-cost, a way of lighting for solid-state lighting, but LEDs as a whole have been used extensively in a number of applications, such as backlighting for mobile phones, traffic lights, signs and displays. But more recently, they've become viable for solid-state lighting as a low-cost alternative to incandescent bulbs, which, as we know in Australia, have been outlawed by the government and will be phased out over the next few years, being replaced by CFLs, which in themselves have some fundamental problems. So ultimately, LEDs will be application used for solid-state lighting. Still a year or so away from that as the performance of LEDs improve. But in itself, the LED market today is worth about $7 billion and growing substantially.
It's a nice marketplace to be in.
Absolutely.
So there are other companies out there that are providing equipment and technologies to LED manufacturers using or technologies such as MOCVD. What's the difference and what are the advantages of the technology that you guys are offering?
Well, MOCVD has been used traditionally as a reactor that grows gallium nitride wafers. From the gallium nitride wafer, a 2-inch wafer, you would derive approximately 10,000 chips. And most of the blue and white LEDs are manufactured under that process. The blue glass process called remote plasma chemical vapor deposition is a different and disruptive technology. It's a low-cost way of making an LED. So we do it slightly differently. The output and product is the same in terms of an LED chip, but we use lower cost input materials. For instance, in the MOCVD process, they grow off sapphire substrates, which are obviously extremely expensive, whereas we grow off lower cost substrates such as glass and perhaps silicon in the future, and using other lower cost input materials. So in the MOCVD, it uses ammonia to get the active species of nitrogen for the growth, whereas we're using pure nitrogen through a plasma to get the atomic species in the growth chamber. All of that equates to a significant cost saving at the wafer level of something around 50% and makes it a very interesting technology for the epi wafer manufacturers simply because of this cost saving. In a market that's growing but margins are being squeezed, a lower cost epi wafer growth opportunity is exciting for these manufacturers. From a technology point of view, we're very close to having a process, but we're just doing the final stages of process development, after which we will be certainly competitive with the MOCVD equivalent.
So how long has your technology been commercially available, or is it actually commercially available yet?
Look, it's not commercially available yet. We've gone from research in the laboratory out to a full-scale commercial demonstration plant, and what we're going through at the moment is what is called process development. Once we complete that process development, then we have something that is commercially interesting to our customers, and we expect that to happen fairly soon. In the meantime, we're obviously already in touch with the customer base, and they're aware of what we're doing, and we're in the process of manufacturing samples for them to see the benefits of the RPCVD process, after which, you know, we will certainly be taking it the next step. So we're just in that zone now of commercialization.
So what countries do you see as your primary markets?
Largely we're targeting Asia, North America and Europe, where really LEDs traditionally have been used. Countries such as Japan, which really were part of the invention of the white and blue LED, massive market share in this space, as is Korea, Taiwan, and increasingly China is becoming more and more important. Europe, players such as Lumileds, Philips, and Osram, obviously important in this place. But yeah, largely sort of Asia, North America and Japan, and Asia is clearly where the growth is happening in the future.
I'm sure that you've got a talented R&D team behind you. Are there areas that you can see where you can further develop your technology?
Absolutely. I mean, for now, we're focused on LEDs because the low temperature growth process, but What is clearly apparent is that the technology that we have, the remote plasma chemical vapor deposition tool, can be used for other applications, such as photovoltaic solar cell applications and power electronics. But for now, our focus is on LEDs. We are a small team, and we are a commercial organization, so our focus is in getting the LED technology out, right, and operating before we go into some of these other areas. But ultimately, our broad strategy is to be an IP development house and a licensor of that IP. And so there's a range of other applications that we'll certainly be looking at and already begun to look at. But for now, LEDs is our immediate focus.
So what can we expect to see from Blue Glass in the near future?
Ideally, what we'd be looking to do is fully commercialize our technology and license it out to the major epi wafer manufacturers in Asia, North America, and Europe. Certainly in the next 12 to 18 months, we'd like to see a pickup in sales. We'd also like to see that Blue Glass developing some of these other applications down the track. So certainly during the course of the next sort of 12 months or so, Blue Glass would certainly be in the zone of fully commercializing this technology.
So for anybody out there who might be a potential customer of Blue Glass and might have listened to this podcast, you can certainly get in contact with the guys at Blue Glass or contact Giles. You can find their details on your website. What's your website address, Giles?
It's blueglass.com.au, and you know, always happy to talk to people in this industry.
All right, there's a full set of contact details available on your website, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Hopefully you might find some new customers, and hopefully we'll see your technology commercialized and in the marketplace very shortly.
Thank you very much indeed, Cameron. I appreciate your time.
All right, Giles. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.